We really want these individual applicants, these participants, to experience a deeper intimacy with Christ and discover their own giftings. So really, Christ is the focus of what we're doing day by day. He is the source of our joy and life and hope and meaning and purpose. And we are loving him and loving our neighbor in community and serving those that God sends our way. So we want to discover and experience more of him through, we're saying, a few different specific avenues here. Discipleship, in this context of a small group setting. Bible study, servant leadership, multicultural experiences, travel, and missions.
Welcome to the Jesus Stories podcast, inspiration for the road ahead. I see and hear that God is up to all kinds of great things among us, through us, and around us. But far too often these stories aren't told. And I think it's time to tell them. Because these Jesus stories have great potential to encourage us and inspire us, forming us to be a people who multiply disciples. This is a podcast of the Ontario Conference of Mennonite Brethren Churches. But whether you're MB or a friend from a different corner of the Church of Jesus, I'm really glad that you're here, and I'm pretty sure these stories can be a blessing to you too. I'm your host, Ryan Yonsey. Thanks for joining us. People are meeting Jesus, and it's time to tell these stories.
Welcome here to our Jesus Stories podcast. I'm thrilled to have with me today Christine Hebert and Andrew Hebert from Camp Crossroads. Camp Crossroads is our Mennonite Brethren camp all the way up in Torrance, in the Muskokas here in Ontario. And I've become familiar with camp in the last number of years, I have just observed that this is a real kind of connection point for our MB family and many others from other church backgrounds as well. It's a place that has had significant spiritual influence in the lives of our people. We experience the fruit of Camp Crossroads across our churches and disciple-making ministries in many different ways. So thank you very much, Andrew and Christine, for joining us. It's really good to have you here.
Our pleasure.
We're going to take a look at a new initiative that they're launching in the coming year, beginning in the fall. But now's the time in terms of getting the word out, and that's a gap year program that they have established. They've discipled people in a whole variety of ways, and now's a new way. And so we want to hear, what is this gap year program that you're beginning to launch?
Yeah, Ryan, first of all, thanks so much for the opportunity to share what God has put on our heart and our hope and our prayers for this gap year program. It really is a privilege to be here. And just to kind of give you the summary, the high level on this, it really, our hope is that the Lord would use this in the lives of young adults to disciple them, to reveal himself to them in unique ways as they seek him in their personal walk with Jesus, to discover and learn their gifts from him, their interests, to develop skills, and then to apply them in the context of our camp. And so it's really a unique program of discovery in the context of a camp, because we serve lots of different people groups, churches, youth groups, school groups, and we've sensed the Lord using camp in our spring and summer to do this very thing, is to grow and raise up young adults to discover him and who he is and their relationship as they walk with him and as they walk this faith journey out in so many different relationships and contexts here at the camp. And so we've seen the Lord grow our winter program and our spring fall program to a point where we need help. And so we've been having young adults and small groups come and help us in the fall and winter, run retreat groups. We've had a real strong request from churches to help with youth retreats, etc. And we've seen the Lord work in really significant ways in the small groups of young adults that have come to help us. But we wanted to put a very intentional focus now and to organize it in a way that would help young adults grow very intentionally as they're serving at camp, and then growing in the practical outflow of that as they serve different user groups. So that's kind of like our hope.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, we're going to dive more into the specifics of the Gap Year program in a few moments, but just we have listeners with us who maybe have never been to camp, possibly have never heard of Camp Crossroads. So could you just fill us in? Who is Camp Crossroads? How did things get started? What's the vision? Introduce us.
For sure. Yeah, so Camp Crossroads, we are located in the Muskoka region, and it's about 2 hours north of Toronto. And we have become a year-round center for church retreats, leadership retreats, and then we've been a summer camp since 1980. And we exist, really, our mission is to be a Christ-centered ministry, to be following the person of Jesus. In the programs that we offer is to support churches, whatever ministry that they are having, that they're running, that the people groups that they are ministering to, reaching out to, we want to come alongside churches and provide support and to serve our churches in the ways that we can in this site here.
So
that's 300.
Just to say, Andrew, I really appreciate observing that and how frequently you just always communicate that in terms of your call as a camp to serve the churches. That's a real, it's just a blessing. It's a beautiful posture. And I think that plays a key role in just kind of developing that strength of trust and mutual blessing between camps and churches. So just for our listeners, that's not something that camp folks just kind of say because it sounds nice. This is something that really is lived out. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it really is exciting to serve our churches very intentionally, and then to have this relationship where we feel we can work with these young adults to be back and forth with the churches that they're coming from, and we see that as a real positive piece. So to serve the local church in making disciples and developing leaders, and so that's really why we believe we exist, as God has positioned us to do that very thing. And so we do that year round now, and God has really opened up doors post COVID to serve in really fun, exciting, and unique ways where people come to us, and we have the privilege of serving different ethnicities, different church groups, and then to see young adults grow, and we get to walk alongside them in the process.
Yeah, wonderful. So can you fill me in terms of a kid shows up at camp in the summer? What is their day going to look like? I know it depends on the cohort, the age group, all that stuff, but just give us a little bit of a glimpse. What does a day at camp look like for a kid in the summer?
Right. Well, the first five words that we would love to exemplify and lead out would be camp is fun and exciting. Mm-hmm. That would be our primary. We want camp to be fun and exciting for any kid that comes. So all ages, and we have both a day camp program that runs for 6 weeks in the summer, and at the same time, we have an overnight program for kids that are 6 weeks long. And so the kid, if they show up for a week-long overnight camp, they arrive Sunday afternoon, and they get to meet our staff and the fellow campers in their cabin. And then we get right into things. So we get right into some games and a supper and then games after supper, et cetera. And then a campfire Sunday night. And that's just to whet the appetite, to get things going. And then Monday morning, bright and early, we start with breakfast. And then it's, we have a chapel where we've got a worship team, worship band, and a speaker unique to that age group. So we want kids to be inspired in the chapel and to be taught and pointed to the person of Jesus, a true hope and meaning. And then after that, it's all kinds of fun and games, whether it's arts and crafts or canoeing, kayaking, wakeboard, water skiing, horses, mountain biking, arts and drama, all kinds of things that you would find at a traditional recreational summer camp.
Yeah.
So that's how the day starts and kind of progresses.
And I hear the Blob is back this summer.
Yes, we had a donor family last summer that asked if we would want the blob back, and that was a no-brainer for us. So the blob is coming back, and we want to see kids launched and staff launched from that blob into the lake and having a lot of fun.
So just real quick, describe what is the blob for our folks who've not seen that before.
If you can imagine a long, 40-foot long, 10-foot high tube of air that is in a, it's like a big, long balloon. And so people go up to the tower, it's about 20 feet off the water, and they would jump onto the blob, they climb to the end. And if you can imagine air compressed and being shot forward, so that's what's going to happen next, is that the next person comes and jumps off the tower, the air shoots to the end of the blob and then catapults that person way out and into the water, and they do all kinds of crazy fun poses and they try to land feet first, but they're doing somersaults, and it's a real fun thing.
Yeah, I'm sure this will be the source of much glee, as well as a few nerves along the way too.
Oh, it is a spectator sport, and yeah, you want to have nimble joints and do it right so that you're launched in the best way possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, I've shared this with the two of you before. I've shared in a couple of different contexts, but, so for myself, being newer to the Mennonite Brethren community in the last 5 years or so, and just beginning our points of exposure, our time with Camp Crossroads, last summer was the first time in terms of family members being at camp. Our boys went for a week. They had a great time. I had the privilege to teach at Family Week, the closing of last summer. And so our whole family's up. And just to say that I've been super impressed with Camp Crossroads and the spiritual culture that they've cultivated, and just leading kids to walk in the ways of Jesus and personally experience the presence and power of God. The quality of the staff, the quality of the programming was just top-notch. I've had connection with a number of camps over the years, lots of great camps, but just been really, really impressed with Camp Crossroads. So just to add my hearty endorsement there as well. Christine, what's your story? How did you arrive at Camp Crossroads, and what does your role there now look like?
Oh, that's a good question. I've been serving at camp since 2011. And in various roles. Prior to that, I was serving in a different ministry on the west coast of British Columbia called Cape and Ray Harbor Bible Center. It was also a gap year program and a summer retreat conference center. And so served in various roles out there as well. But I think the Lord really put on my heart to come back to Ontario in 2010 and open doors to be on staff at Camp Crossroads in 2011, with the goal of serving the churches in Ontario. And I didn't exactly know how the Lord would fulfill that, leading and guiding. But here I am, joining a ministry for the last however many years, 12, 13 years, of exactly this is the mission statement, to support the local church through making disciples and developing leaders. And so that has been a theme in my life, and it's something that I really am thrilled that God has allowed me to participate in.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And Andrew, what's your story? How has God led you to Camp Crossroads, and what's your calling and role?
Sure. Well, I was a teacher by profession, and so I taught high school and helped schools design and develop and then roll out new curriculum. So that was kind of what I used to do. And then I got a phone call from the former director here to ask if I would do the same thing, but in a camp context. So in 2004, I started here at Camp Crossroads, just following whatever the Lord led in terms of open doors with helping design program. So that was for 3 years. And then I was asked to take over the director role for general directing, and it's been a real privilege to work with so many different people to help build the programs here at camp, the young adults, the churches, and then in 2019 I was asked to take on the role of executive director. So overseeing things, leading our staff team. We have an amazing staff team, whether it's year round or whether it's seasonal. And so it's been a real privilege to be a part of all kinds of things at Camp Crossroads and to work directly with our churches.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've had kind of a bird's eye view of the program. Let's hear the full story now. What is this gap year going to entail? If we imagine that there's a prospective applicant listening in, pitch us on the gap year program at Camp Crossroads.
Yeah, I'd love to speak to this. We're really excited about the different avenues that we have available to us for a young person, young adult, to explore and experience different ministry opportunities and different skill sets that it to be involved in these different ministry opportunities. As Andrew talked about the high level view of what we're trying to accomplish here, we really want these individual applicants, these participants, to experience a deeper intimacy with Christ and discover their own giftings. So really, Christ is the focus of what we're doing day by day. He is the source of our joy and life and hope and meaning and purpose. And we are loving him and loving our neighbor in community and serving those that God sends our way. So we want to discover and experience more of him through, we're saying, a few different specific avenues here. Discipleship, in this context of a small group setting, Bible study, servant leadership, multicultural experiences, travel, and missions. So we are looking for a group of 6 to 10 young adults who would be between the ages of 18 and 23 years old, who would be looking for to develop their own faith, walk with the Lord, and who would be interested in being in this kind of small community group setting. So the program begins September 3rd of this year and will go till the end of March 2025. There'll be different components in these 7 months. So in the fall term, there would be aspects of service where there are retreat groups coming to camp and we will be involved in serving them. And so that involves training from the full-time staff here in terms of what skills are required to serve this next group that's coming. And then we get the joy of serving these people and interacting with whoever God sends our way and then debriefing that experience together. So it's not just getting the job done. It's how is the job done and what went well and what could go better mm-hmm. and what did you learn and what was difficult and what did you find joy in? So there's all that debriefing that goes along the way, which I think is pretty significant. In also along with that, there will be times of focused Bible study. So there'll be different topics covered where we have both resident teachers and guest teachers, pastors, you know, ministry leaders who will come in on and give, say, 6 hours of teaching in a week where there's small group discussion with this person because it's 6 to 10 participants with mm-hmm. the teacher where you can stop and you can ask your questions and really digest what's going on there. Maybe Andrew wants to also pitch in about the kind of adventure travel and mission opportunities that there are.
Yeah, sure. So recognizing that so many significant learning opportunities come when you're together in community, but you're in different contexts outside of even, like it could be your home context outside of the camp context. So now we'll be going on a canoe trip to, the plan is to go to Killarney Provincial Park here in Ontario, beautiful, inspiring setting, hiking to the top of their peak there and canoeing together, learning together, exploring together, relying on each other. And then another aspect is going to New York City. We have been tracking with a church called the Brooklyn Tabernacle and their story of origin with the Lord and how God inspired the people there to start the church and to then to just minister to people right in the heart of Brooklyn. And so we want to go there and we want to learn from them and learn how God has done things through them and then visit the peace memorial there with 9/11. And so that's, and then just to experience New York City. And then in the next semester, our hope would be, we've got a great connection to a ministry, a camp down in Ecuador, and just to be ministering, serving kids and youth in Ecuador, right along the beach, run along the ocean, and just being a part of their ministry there. So different language, different culture, but similar, you know, in terms of some aspects of ministering to kids.
Yeah, that's great. From the forests of Killarney to the city of New York to the beaches of Ecuador, it sounds like it'll be a pretty rich and full experience. Yeah. So what would, for you, Christine, what would be the kind of the aspect of the Gap Year program that gets you the most excited? We're like, oh, this is my passion. This is the piece that I find the most joy. And then I'll turn that question to you then also, Andrew.
I'm really excited for these participants to find that confidence that Jesus knows and loves them, and that he has a plan for their life, and that they can know what it is, and that it will unfold, you know, step by step by step. The theme verse that camp has had for many years is Psalm 16, verse 11, and it is simply this: "You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." And we know that ultimately the path of life leads to Christ. That is the joy of being in his presence. And whether you can say that's, you know, eternally in heaven someday, the path of life leads to our eternal home with him. But also the path of life leads to him in our daily decisions, and the peace that he gives us and the confidence that he gives us in knowing him in our daily decisions. And so there's that assurance, and there's that also beautiful, adventurous unfolding of, where is God leading me personally? So we know that he's leading us to himself, but then he's also leading people to a vocation and a ministry location, whether that's considered full-time Christian ministry or it's in the work, in the everyday workplace, but being on mission for Christ in those workplaces. So I'm so thrilled to consider a person coming alive in Christ in that confidence that he's with them and leading them.
Yeah. And it sounds like a great setup for that in terms of the array of experiences and the array of kind of the hands-on learning opportunities at camp as well. It sounds like just a beautiful space for people with a variety of callings, a variety of giftings, a variety of passions to kind of try on a few different things and see God clarify that. That's wonderful. How about for you, Andrew?
Well, I think, Christine, you said it so well in terms of just the possibilities for young adults. And for me, growing up, I had I was so grateful to have a number of adults who walked with me and gave me opportunities to learn and to grow and to serve with support. And the former director here was one of those people. And I came up for several summers, and I grew in ways that I never would have grown if I wasn't given real responsibility. And so she set me up with real responsibility to lead people, to design programs, and then to try things. And then sometimes it doesn't go so well. So what did you learn? But to be supported in that environment. And I just felt so much trust given to me and opportunity to design and develop real things to serve people in hopefully real ways, right? And to see the Lord work in their lives, but also in my own life. It was a faith journey of trying new things that I'd never done before. I had to rely on the Lord, and to see him come through, and his faithfulness and his sufficiency and his provision. And that's still today in the role that I'm faced. Mm-hmm. Unless the Lord is here, there's no way we can make this work. So to help young adults, give them that same opportunity so that they will see the Lord in that way.
Yeah. Right on. Across the Christian landscape, there's a myriad of kind of one-year discipleship and mission opportunities, gap programs of various forms. You know, you could do a YWAM, you could do Cape and Ray, you could do a year at Briarcrest, you could do Trek with Multiply. Lots of great opportunities. What is it that's unique about the Camp Crossroads Gap Year? What kind of differentiates you? What might be particularly appealing across the landscape for those who would apply for your program?
I think one thing that's unique in this situation is that we are a retreat center. And so the ministry requirements of being a retreat center might not be obvious to those that aren't here, but they're so vast. We are a customer service industry at our base level, but serving guests in the love of Christ and wanting to create retreat spaces where they can meet with Christ according to the goals of whatever retreat group is coming in, whether we're running the program or they're running the program and we're offering hospitality. So within that, there's such a range of skills and tasks that need to be done. So there's 300 acres of property. So there might be yard work. There might be weather that you're dealing with. So you make a plan of programming and it's a winter program, for example, and it's 5 degrees outside and your snow is melting. What are you going to do? There's problem solving. There's, okay, we still have guests coming and we want to have them have a great time. We need to make sure that they are cared for, that they know where their accommodations are and that they're clean and prepared and warm and welcoming. And we want to make sure that they have the information that they need. So we're learning to make announcements and make sure that they understand how to manage risk in an outdoor environment and where to go to have fun and where's the equipment. They need information in a timely manner. We need to help try and figure out which customer service requests we can meet and how to diplomatically perhaps say we are not able to meet all requests all the time in a loving, diplomatic way. Mm-hmm. So there's just a whole a number of nuanced skills that are unique in this environment. And it's very dynamic and fun. So mm-hmm. as Andrew, you know, described summer camp, camp is fun and exciting. That does apply to the year-round programming as well. We have the privilege of creating fun, welcoming environments for people to come and experience retreat. And so there's just the range of experiences are vast and beautiful.
Awesome. And I can attest to the fun piece. Even serving in the dish pit at Camp Crossroads is fun. Keep it light and enjoyable. So when you imagine the ideal, I shouldn't say ideal, but just when you imagine someone who would apply for the program, what does that person look like? What's kind of their stage of life? What might they be discerning? What is kind of a good fit in terms of someone who would apply for this program?
I think a couple of things come to my mind, and Christine, please, you know, fill in as well, but they want to learn. They're hungry to discover who Jesus is, and in that context, who they've been created to be, uniquely designed to be in relationship with him and to serve their surrounding world. So what does that look like? So first of all is to want to learn, to pursue the Lord, and then to want to learn how he's gifted them. And then another piece is flexibility. Someone who is willing to be flexible, because our business is in one sense, our ministry is people. And then how do we get it to the point where we can serve people? Like it's been said before, there's this vast array from maintenance, building things, repairing things, cooking food, serving the food, cleaning up, hospitality, program design and delivery. So if they want to have an entry level experience of learning, what does it take to run a hospitality industry? What does it take to run to serve people from various different backgrounds? So that would be a couple things that I think would be people would need to be poised to do those things. I don't know, Christine, if you got anything else.
Yeah, I would add someone with a sense of adventure, like canoeing, as Andrew described in the, you know, Killarney Provincial Park. You're outdoors, you're willing to learn. It doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's experienced in those areas, but who's willing to get outside and put some boots on, and we're going to go for a hike, and we're going to go camping, and we're going to go, adventure to New York City or Ecuador. Someone who's in that place that wants that bit of adventure and the adventure of faith as well.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a ton of fun. I would love to apply. I do not fit the age bracket, and I also have a wife and kids that I had best be present with. And yeah, being at home with the family is a good thing. this is exciting. And so what would be for someone who's listening, either someone who's listening like, oh, this definitely piques my interest, or someone who has a person in mind and they want to refer them to the program, what's the best avenue to find out more, the best avenue to apply?
Yeah, the website, campcrossroads.com, has a gap year page designed with all of this information and more. There's an apply button on that page. So there's an online application available currently. And so we ask that applicants fill out that online application, and there will be two references that are required. This is all information that comes through the application process. And we would also have an interview. We want to make sure that the person understands and can ask questions about the program, and that we can get to know the applicant as well to make sure that this is going to be a successful experience for the person that's applying, that it would be a great place for them to thrive. So in terms of finding out more information, those are the easy avenues. Of course, you can contact the office at any time, and we'd be happy to follow up with a phone call. And just answer more personal questions.
Super. Yeah. And we'll link the web page for that in our show notes. Point our listeners in the right direction. Yeah, it's interesting across the landscape of the church society. I'm hearing in a few kind of small ways of this increased spiritual hunger among Gen Z. That as we read about heightened levels of anxiety, mental health challenges, so on and so forth. And I've heard this from a couple of our youth pastors across ONMB and in other places, that they're seeing a deeper desire for more of the Lord than they had seen in recent weeks. And so I think that with that hunger, this is a great place to direct that hunger and that desire. And especially, you know, so often there is the pressure to, you know, you got to get right into university or college or into a trade. Like you got to know what you're looking for, and then you get a house, and it's just like the steps of career and finances that you just got to march down that path right away. And so often that can be done without attentiveness to what the Lord needs to form in you as an individual, what the Lord is truly calling you into. And so I just see that this is, as you mentioned, like what's unique about this program. It's this piece actually to explore both that spiritual formation as well as calling, and develop, explore vocational skills as well. I think that's a beautiful thing and a real gift to our churches. So yeah, I offer this appeal to those listening. Do you know somebody? Is there someone in your church? Do you have a family member, son, daughter, niece, nephew, kid of one of your friends? Could you point them in this direction and just say, hey, might this be a pathway that God is directing you toward? In closing, is there any other information that you folks would like to share about the program, kind of big picture or details, anything we'd like to cover yet?
Good question. I think we've covered it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, like I said, we're grateful for Camp Crossroads and your place within our MB family. It kind of is like it's the one commonplace that so many of our churches do kind of work together and engage. There's different initiatives and efforts scattered, and some churches lean in different directions, but this is a place where like most of our church, like, oh yeah, we love Camp Crossroads and are engaged in some way, shape, or form. And so we're grateful for that. And I know that a number of our younger pastors right now actually have spent significant time and been formed at Crossroads. And I just love seeing the fruit of that. Bless you guys. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit. May God give you favor as you move forward. Yeah, Christine, you got something.
Just one anecdotal thing to share. As you were talking about the need for a gap year experience and the benefit of that, when I was 19, my parents were encouraging me strongly to do some kind of Bible school experience before heading off to university. And I'm so grateful for that. They supported me in that way. And I actually ended up spending 2 years doing a kind of discipleship type of program before heading to university. Mm-hmm. And I had to struggle with some level of anxiety of feeling like I was falling behind my peers or the others that were entering university. So I entered university 2 years older than the rest of the first year students. And I quickly realized that I was way further ahead than those others in first year university because I had time management skills. I had different priorities. I had a different focus. I had a different level of maturity to approach my studies and a different level of confidence in how to filter through what I was hearing in a secular university. And so I benefited so greatly from that time. And so I don't know if that's an encouragement to anyone who's on the fence and wondering, is this really worth the time? It is worthwhile. And that would just be my encouragement to step out in faith and to trust the Lord in that.
Yeah, that's a good word. I can see that there would be significant dividends in terms of spiritual formation and that readiness to move into further schooling or employment. But then also, like, it could actually be significant cost savings if you have that year to discern who God has made you to be, what passions, what calling he's placed on your life, as opposed to being like, I don't know, and stepping into whatever university program. This could save you a lot of money. I think that this looks like a beautiful thing that God has giving shape to, and excited to see the fruit that comes from it. As we close, I always ask my guests if they would mind just taking a moment and praying over our family of churches. Would one of you mind leading us in this way? And, you know, we trust that as you listeners participate, feel free to add your amen as you listen, wherever and whenever you do.
Yeah, Ryan, I'd love to.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for the work that you've done and are doing in our lives personally, mm-hmm. and then in community, in your church body. And I thank you for ONMB and how you've been leading and guiding all of our ONMB churches in various ways in their specific context. And so we just offer up ourselves and our ONMB churches again, Lord, to you and say, yes, Lord, we surrender our time and our place and our people to you and ask that you will bless our ONMB churches, Lord, for your purposes and for your glory and for our good. And thank you so much for Ryan and Trevor and Christy and their heart's desire to see your name proclaimed and to see healthy churches. Just bless them as a team. Jesus, we ask that by your Holy Spirit, you'll continue to move and to lead them and to give them times of joy and refreshment and new ideas of how to serve and to come alongside our churches as well. And so thanks for this time together, and just thank you so much for ONMB, and ask that you'll just bless abundantly. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we'll have the information you need in the show notes. Feel free to follow Camp Crossroads. Instagram is just at Camp Crossroads, all one word. Are you guys on TikTok?
No.
No. I'm afraid of TikTok myself, so that's why I don't know. Yeah, follow them on Instagram or Facebook and track and see firsthand, or I guess secondhand, fun that takes place. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. May God bless you. And we look forward to seeing and hearing the fruit from this gap year program.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks again for listening to Jesus Stories. It's my hope that this conversation has offered hope for your road ahead, for your journey with Jesus, wherever he leads you. Be sure to catch the next episode and the one after that by subscribing to Jesus Stories wherever you get your podcasts. Also, if you've appreciated this, please help us spread the word, sharing the episode however that makes sense to you, via social media, shooting someone the link, or by word of mouth. To track with the MB family here in Ontario, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at ONMB Events. And I also invite you to follow myself as I serve as the ONMB Ministry Director at Ryan_ONMB. For more information, you can also check out our website, www.onmb.org. And last, if you have a Jesus story that you think I ought to feature on the podcast, please pass that along. You can email it to me at rjantzi@onmb.org. Thanks again for joining me today. Have a great day, and I encourage you to keep your eyes out for Jesus stories around you, because God is up to all kinds of great stuff.